بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering a dance and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
لا إله إلا الله.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Karimi from the Islamic House of Qom is ready to answer today's question. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Okay, Sheikh Karimi, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the birth and the authenticity of the birth of Imam As, according to the Sunni references. In our previous discussion, you referred to some of the ahadith and some of the authentic accounts showing us that Imam Mahdi Jalallah was born from the side of Imam Hassan al-Askari, the 11th Imam. And this was mentioned in the authentic Shia sources. What about our Sunni references? Do we have any Sunni reference referring to this point?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Of course, our Sunni brothers do not believe in Imam Mahdi alayhi salam as the promised Mahdi. And this is one of the differences between Shia and Sunnis. The fact that they claim that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will be born in future, but we as Shia believe that he was born in 255 and he is the living Imam and in his major occultation. Of course, we have already discussed that based on the narrations in Sunni sources, they also need to believe in Imam Mahdi alayhi salam because of the narrations about 12 Khalifa, 12 successors after Imam, after the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, because of the narration about Al-Thaqalain, the narrations about knowing the Imam of the time, and so on and so forth. If anyone wants to act upon all these narrations in even Sunni sources, they need to follow the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. But anyway, they do not believe in Imam Mahdi alayhi salam to be the son of Imam Askari alayhi salam. But having said that, there are many Sunni scholars who have reported the birth of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam,
yes,
for Imam Askari alayhi salam.
Yes.
Because as I mentioned in the previous program, some of the, especially Wahhabis, they claim that as Shia, you cannot prove the birth of the Imam of your time, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. We said that not only we can prove his birth from Shia sources, we can prove his birth based on Sunni sources. So for Ahl Sunnah, Imam al-Askari alayhi salam is one of the Ahl Bayt alayhi salam. And their books have talked about not only about Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, but all the Imams of the Ahl Bayt alayhi salam in his historical books. The Sunni scholars have talked, although not too much, but they have talked about the life of the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam,
yes,
as good people, as great people, as children of the Prophet, as the scholars.
And I've heard that the same Hadith Prophet Muhammad enumerating the names of the Imams is also mentioned in Sunni references too.
At least the narration of Ithna Ashara Khalifa, 12 caliphs,
mm-hmm,
has been mentioned by the Sunni scholars. And as I mentioned previously, this narration cannot be applied to any other people except for 12 Imams of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam.
That's why.
So a number of Sunni scholars in their books of history, they have referred to the fact that Imam Askari alayhi salam, for them, he is not Imam Askari alayhi salam, he is Hassan ibn Ali anyway,
yes,
but he had a child whose name was Muhammad, and Shia believe in him as their 12th Imam, and that is enough for us. I mean, the question is about the birth of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and these Sunni scholars have reported his birth.
Yes.
I would like to refer to some of them. I just refer to the most famous Sunni scholars in this regard, the scholars of Hadith and history.
That's right.
Ibn al-Athir al-Jazari, the famous Sunni scholar, in his Al-Kamil fi al-Tariq, volume 6, page 320, he says, in the year 260, Hassan ibn Ali, that is Imam Askari alayhi salam, passed away. He is the father of Muhammad, and the Shia are waiting his coming. So that is enough for our Sunni brothers and for the Wahhabis. A Sunni scholar in his book has testified that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam was born, because he's referring to Muhammad as a child for Imam Askari alayhi salam. Ibn Hajar al-Haytami, another famous Sunni scholar, in his As-Sawa'iq al-Muhriqa, page 601, he says that Hassan al-Askari had only one child, and he is Abu al-Qasim Muhammad al-Hujja. And when his father passed away, he was 5 years old. And of course, that is true, because the Imam Mahdi alayhi salam was born in 255, and Imam Askari alayhi salam was martyred in 260.
Yes.
Third is Shablanji in Nur al-Absar, page 168. He has a chapter about Muhammad ibn al-Hasan, who is Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and he talks about some of the features of this Muhammad ibn al-Hasan, who is Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. He talks about his mother, and he says that his name was Narjis or Sayqal or Sausan. His kunya was Abu al-Qasim, and the Shia believe in him to be the promised Mahdi, and they are waiting for him, and the most title of him is Mahdi.
Yes.
Kamaluddin Muhammad Talha Shami al-Shafi'i, he has a famous book, Matalib al-Sa'ul fi Manaqib al-Rasul. This is about the virtues of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. In one of the chapters, he talks about Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Again, I repeat, they do not believe in him as the promised Mahdi, as the Imam, but at least they are proving that he was born for Imam al-Askari alayhi salam. So he talks about the fact that this Muhammad is from the children and offspring of Imam Ali alayhi salam and Lady Zahra salamullahi alayha. And he talks about the day he was born. He says that his father is Al-Hasan al-Khalis, Imam al-Askari alayhi salam. His mother was Sayqal or Hakima. This is in Matalib al-Sa'ul fi Manaqib al-Rasul, volume 2, page 153.
Allah. IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.
Praises to Allah, all glories to Allah. We worship Allah and no one but Allah.
Next is Ibn Khallakan, one of the great Sunni scholars, in his Wafayatul A'yan, which is a very famous book regarding the history of Islam, volume 4, page 176. Again, he has a chapter about Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Of course, he called him Muhammad ibn al-Hasan al-Mahdi. He says that he is the 12th Imam according to the Shia, and he is known as Hujja, which is divine proof, and he was born on a Friday, 15th of Sha'ban.
Yes.
So that is enough. Again, he is referring to the birth of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Next is Sulaiman ibn Ibrahim al-Qunduzi al-Hanafi. Also, he says about Imam Mahdi alayhi salam that he talks about different reports about the date of his birth, and he says that the authentic report is that he was born on the 15th of Sha'ban, year 255, in the city of Samarra. Yanabi al-Mawadda, volume 2, page 543. One of the greatest Sunni scholars in this regard is Shamsuddin al-Dhahabi. I mean, no Sunni scholar can ignore Dhahabi. In his Tariq al-Islam, Wafayat al-Mashahir wal-A'lam, which is about the history of Islam, volume 19, page 113, he also talks about the birth of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Yes.
He talks about the date of his birth, the year of his birth. He says that he is one of the Shia Imams, and the Shia believe in his infallibility. And he was staying in the city of Samarra, and he talks about the fact that Shia are waiting for him, and he was born on this year, and he talks about the different news and reports about the That's birth right. of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Again, Shamsuddin Dahabi, the great Sunni scholar, is accepting the birth of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Yes.
Ibn Sabbagh Maliki, in his Al-Fusul al-Muhimma fi Ma'rifat al-A'imma, page 282, he says, Abul Qasim Muhammad al-Hujjah bin Hassan, he was born on the 15th of Sha'ban, 255 in Samarra.
The title Hujjah is also mentioned for exactly. him. That's right. Very beautiful.
Which means divine proof.
Yes.
And they are referring to this title because it is one of the famous titles for Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Another great Sunni scholar in Salahuddin Safdi in his Al-Wafi Bil-Wafayat, volume 2, page 249. He has a chapter about Imam Mahdi alayhi salam again. He calls him Muhammad bin Hassan al-Askari. He is the 12th Imam for the Shia. He was born on the 15th of Sha'ban, 255. The next is the book Al-Mukhtasar fi Akhbar al-Bashar, volume 2, page 45, written by Imaduddin Abu al-Fida. When he's talking about Imam Askari alayhi salam, he says that this Hassan al-Askari is the father of Muhammad al-Muntazar. And Muhammad al-Muntazar means the person that people are waiting for.
Yes.
And he is the 12th Imam for the Shia, and the Shia are waiting for him. And he was born in 255. Next, the list continues.
Yes.
I will mention as much as the time permits me.
Yes.
Khayruddin Zarqali is another famous Sunni scholar in his Al-A'lam, volume 6, page 80. He also explicitly refers to the birth of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. He says, Muhammad, son of Hassan al-Askari, is the last Imam according to the Shia, and the Shia calls him Mahdi, Sahib al-Zaman, Muntazar, Hujjat. He was born in Samarra, and at the time of the demise of his father, he was 5 years old.
That's right.
Muhammad bin Muhammad al-Jazari in Asn al-Matalib, quotes that Ahmad ibn Muhammad ibn Hashim Baladari, one of the great Sunni scholars in the 3rd century after Hijrah, he had a visit with Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and narrates in the narration from him and calls him Imam al-Asr, the Imam of the time. This is in Asn al-Matalib, page 87. Next is Sibt ibn al-Jawzi, the great Sunni scholar, Hanafi scholar in the 6th century after Hijrah. He has a famous book, Tadhkiratul Khawas. Again, in this book, he is referring to the birth of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and his occultation. Volume 2, in Tadhkiratul Khawas, volume 2, page 517. Again, we have Muhammad ibn Yusuf Ganji al-Shafi'i. He has a famous book, Kifayatul Talib. When he's talking about Imam Askari alayhi salam, he says that Hassan al-Askari was buried in Samarra, where his father, that is Imam Hadi alayhi salam, was buried, and where his son was born. And his son is Mahdi, that is Imam al-Muntazar, that the Shia yes. are waiting for. Kifayatul Talib, volume 1, page 458. So, and the list continues.
Yes.
So I think if you are fair enough in your studies, when you see all these Sunni scholars affirming and referring to the birth of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, although they do not believe in him being Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, then you have no right, if I put it yes. this way, to claim that the birth of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam cannot be proved based right. on history. As I mentioned, okay. different categories of narration in Shia sources prove the birth of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and maybe more than 20 great Sunni scholars, they have also referred to the birth of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam in the year 255 after Hijra to the family of Imam Askari alayhi salam.
That's right.
Imam Askari alayhi salam.
Thank you very much, Sheikh Karimi, for a nice elaboration regarding the birth and the authenticity of the birth of Imam al-Asr, Imam Mahdi Ajalallah, in the Sunni references. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fi al-jannati nahran min laban li Ali wa Husayn wa Hasan. لعلي وحسين وحسان إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسان لعلي وحسين وحسان كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن